The Word of God is given to us to feed on. We at Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, located at Kotobabi behind Ebony Hotel in Accra, use this channel to come your way with the unadulterated Word of God. Be blessed as you listen.
Faithfulness.
Remembrance for reward for faithfulness. Giving us something to think about that this month there are rewards for us. That only if you be faithful, you enter into some rewards. Therefore, tonight I also speak on this theme. Birthing Isaac again and again.
Now, Isaac,
birthing Isaac again and again.
Oh, Isaac, a bill and a bill.
Birthing Isaac again and again.
Oh, Isaac, bill and a bill.
Not birthing Isaac once.
Yes, about number.
Are you having an opportunity to birth Isaac again and again?
Now, when you're a question,
amen.
Amen.
That tells you that the story we read in the Bible, or we read in the Bible, and we continue to read, it may have passed, but it is not gone. It may have passed, but it is not gone. Because the Bible makes me to understand that Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever, meaning that what he did yesterday, he's capable of doing today, and he's capable of doing forever. Therefore, get ready to expect something, because God is about to begin something again. The birthing of Isaac is going to begin again. The birthing of Isaac is going to begin again. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And we'll look at this text. Hebrews chapter 11, verses 3. And verses 20. Hebrews 11. Verses 3. And verse 20. And Romans chapter 4. Verses 17. Hebrews 11. Verses 3. And 20. Romans chapter 4. Verses 17. Someone will be asking him or herself. We are talking about Isaac. Why are we not referring to Genesis? We refer to it in the story. So Hebrews chapter 11, verses 3, it says, by faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God. The worlds were framed by the word of God. So that the things which are seen were not made of things which are visible. The worlds were framed by the word of God. So that the things which are seen were not made of things which are visible. Then we go to verse 20. By faith, Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau concerning things to come. Note that word, things to come. Isaac blessed Esau and Jacob concerning things to come. And then we go to Romans chapter 4, verse 7.
The government for my teen and children song.
In Romans 4, 17, Bible says, as it is written, I have made you a father of many nations in the presence of him whom he believed, God, who gives life to the dead and calls those things we do not exist as though they were. To take note of this.
Call those things so.
Which be not as though they
were.
I said the theme for this evening is birthing Isaac again and again. If your Isaac departs from your mouth, then you cannot birth him.
And in the me will not.
If your Isaac departs from your mouth,
then
you cannot birth him.
And in the me will not.
How was Isaac born?
Now,
Abraham has waited and waited.
Now, Abraham, train.
Together with Sarah.
Sarah.
God could have chosen younger people. Which makes us to see that it is possible.
But
God chose people who were old to make us see that it becomes highly what? Impossible. And then along the way, he decided to change their names. So Abraham's name was changed from Abram to Abraham.
Abraham.
So moving into father of many nations. And the Hebrew letter they mention as the Ham means that what? God breath.
Now Hebrew and some of more comfort Ham net and Abraham no sooner yet.
The other letters that were added.
Nereka Hono, no, Abraham
breath.
Abraham.
Possible for Abraham. As God breathed on him, it will become what? Possible.
Abraham,
and Sarah's name was also changed to what? Sarah.
Sarai.
That it will become possible.
Now,
day in, day out, they will call themselves.
Abraham, Sarah.
I believe the first person who heard Abraham calling Sarah. What? Are these people correct?
Osinodi can't say, hey. Abraham friend Sarah no or the different from Abraham Sarah no
because
I say ah now
because in their language they will definitely understand the meaning of the name easily. We have to go into another dialect to look at the meaning.
Yen yeah say call Hebrew
but they will easily get the meaning.
One day I'm saying one
it is like you calling somebody Kwame.
I saw from you Kwame.
Every Ghanaian. We know that Kwame belongs to what? A Saturday. So the moment they heard that name, they immediately knew what it meant.
That a,
she is a mother. But a mother with no children. And then she will, when she also finished cooking, will call Abraham that I finished cooking. A father of many nations. A father without children. How does it become possible? But as they began to call.
As they began to call.
Bible tells us in Hebrews 11 verse 3.
Now turn my attention to Hebrew.
That by faith we understand. And the worlds were framed by the word of God. So that the things which are seen were not made of things which are visible. Meaning that you come from the unseen to the seen.
There's a free
you come from the unseen to the seen. And that is the word of creation. That is the word of creation. So the word of creation tells you that call from the unseen to the what? So if you want to call from the seen, then you will never call.
And there's always so free, baby. I hear who need the anyone to me, friend.
If you want to call from the sin, you will never call.
So free, baby. I hear who need the anyone to me, friend.
If you want to call from what you are seeing, you will never call.
So free, baby. I hear who need the anyone to me, friend.
Because what you are seeing will never be pleasant to you.
Ni a who no end so anida.
That is why the Bible tells us.
International children say
that God called those things which be not. As though they were. So to be able to birth Isaac, they had to call things that be not. As though they were. As though they were. Ladies and gentlemen, mothers and fathers, we have prayed from January to this time. And we have also looked at it from August. To this 93rd day,
and I have
you have prayed enough. Talk
to somebody and tell the person you have prayed enough. You have prayed enough. It is time to call. It is time to call. It is time to call. It is not time to pray. This will be another department of prayer. But this will be a calling time. Because Isaac had to be called. Isaac had to be called. God had to call the world. Isaac had to be called.
Isaac, I say, friend.
That is what Bible says in verse 20 of Hebrews 11. That because Isaac was called,
and I'm saying, friend, Isaac,
he also by faith who speak into the life of Esau and Jacob. Let me read the verse 20 again. By faith, Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau concerning what? Things to do what?
Come.
To come.
And I'm Gideon, no? Isaac and Isaac, Oshra, Jacob and Esau, Efanyama, Efena, Ebeba home.
Because he was called from things to come. And so he could bless his children over things to what? To also come. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He was called from things to come. And therefore he could also bless from things to come. Which makes us to see that what becomes pregnant in your heart and mind, it is going to birth out in your circumstance. It is going to birth out in your circumstance. So money, we call. Health, we call. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So check the way you have been speaking for some time. You have been speaking that it is not good. I don't have it. And therefore, what have you been calling? What you have been calling is what you are seeing. But from tonight, we want to change our language. If God will remember you, then you will need to call those things which be not as though they were. If God had to remember Abraham, then Abraham had to call some things to come. And based on that, God remembered him. So tonight, what will God remember you for? What will God remember you for? He will remember you from the things you call. So when he came to Israel, God told
Moses,
tell them whatever I heard them say. In numbers, what I heard them say, so will I do. And what did they say? They said, we are not able. They said, we are not able. So they were calling, we are not able. And Joshua and Caleb said, we are able. So Joshua and Caleb were able to enter. Because they could say, we are able. But those who said they can't, they were never able to enter. Tonight you are going to call. Tonight you are going to call. For the rest of the days that are left. If you want to see a good November, begin to call good into November. If you want to see a good December, begin to call good into December. Call the things that be not as though they were. So see it as it is visible. And then you can call it.
Now wait a minute, friend.
I am just doing a slight commentary on what we did yesterday.
Now,
when a mother takes seed, she does not say, I have something like a baby. But she says, I am pregnant with what? A baby. She can call the baby before the baby is born.
Tonight we are going to call. For the next few minutes we are going to call. The first prayer we'll be praying is we'll pray for the spirit of boldness. For you to call, you must be bold. Unfortunately, we are bold about negative things. But we are not bold about positive things. We are very bold when it comes to negative things. We are bold about negative things. But we don't have a bold call when it comes to positive things. So even when the Lord tells me that you will be healed, and so I should walk and hold your hand and pull you up, I'll tell the Lord, because we have sat in circumstances of enyeye for a long time, and we have grown with what? But from tonight it will be possible. From tonight it will be possible.
Amen.
If Isaac was born at an old age, then you can give birth to an Isaac again. The condition that prevailed for the giving birth of Isaac, that condition is not past. Because a reverse of that condition began from Genesis chapter 1, verse
2.
When the earth was without form and void. That means that at that time, if they should have placed you and me on the earth, we would tell ourselves, and we will boldly declare that nothing good can come from what we are seeing. But out of nothing, God created something. When everything was bad, God could still create it to become good. And in verse 3, the Bible said, and God said. So creation accounts make us to understand that it has been saying. It has been speaking. Therefore, every day, whatever you say is either saying positive or you are saying negative. I am drawing your mind to something. The creation account. The first thing that makes us to hear is that in the creation account, things became good from what? First. When God spoke, it became good. And now the father of faith that I picked today, he also changed his circumstance by what? Speaking. He tells you that God created you to speak. And so when Bible says God made man a living soul, all that it means is that God made man a speaking spirit. So you are always speaking. So every day you are creating. Whether good or what? Bad. Tonight we have an opportunity to create into the month of November. And from today begin to create good. But as I said, it becomes so difficult. That is why we are going to pray. Father, fill me with the spirit of boldness. Because as we pray, there are certain things you begin to call that while we are,
Am I sure? Shall we rise up? We are going to do that prayer for 10 minutes. Lord, impart into my heart this evening a gift of boldness. Impart into my heart this evening the gift of what? Boldness. You will need boldness to rise out of your situation and look at the situation and say no more.
Now, only here, I could run a while, sorry, if you see him, like I said, ah, that's a good idea, and maybe you.
Father, impart into my heart.
I ready for saying, I come a more. I could
grow the gift of boldness.
I tell you, I could grow
the gift of boldness.
I could grow a chedi,
the gift of boldness.
I could grow a chedi,
the gift of boldness.
I could grow a chedi.
This evening, somebody lift up your voice.
We'll be in Pedian in this abri, be one.
Lord, impart into my heart.
Now, catch her, they say, on fancy, I come a more.
I could grow a chedi. Impart into my heart.
Yes, Lord.
Impart into my
life.
As we pray that prayer, we begin to pray in tongues.
Impart, impart,
impart into my heart.
Impart into my heart.
Impart into my heart.
Impart into my heart.
Into my heart.
Impart 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 into my heart. Impart into my heart.
Impart
into my heart. Impart into my heart. Impart Impart, 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 Lord. Impart into my heart, Lord. The gift of goodness. Impart,
impart into my heart to God.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Please, this prayer we are praying.
Prayer, boy.
I just made it that simple line. But by the time you finish praying it well,
now, every rubber one empire, you
some
know,
confidence will begin to arise in your
spirit.
And that is that confidence that will begin to say, I walk out of poverty.
And then I will, and then
that confidence that you now begin to command out of something. Yesterday we looked at escape, exit, exalt, and the rest.
And then
understand. But for you to be able to enter into that, you now, need so confidence. Because when you look around and you look at your situation, it is not likely you want to come out. It is not likely you want to come out. Romans 4:21 says that, and when he was fully what? Convinced. When he was fully persuaded. So,
when
Abraham now saw that I can give birth, that was when he gave
birth.
Today, I want us to get to the state that you will see that my November is possible. I won't do prophetic declaration. I want you to do the declaration yourself. So that from tomorrow, when you wake up, you can declare. Impart into my heart the gift of boldness. Your gift of boldness. Somebody begin to pray. Begin to pray. Begin to pray. I need boldness.
Impart into my life, Lord.
Impart into my life.
Impart into my
heart.
Impart
into my
heart.
This evening,
impart into my heart.
I need an impartation.
Impart to Lord.
Impart
to Lord. Impart to Lord. Impart to Lord. Impart. 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 Impact into a heart.
Ya Allah, 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 Amen. We are going to pray this same prayer again. Please listen to me. The faith to sleep is not the same faith to wake up. The faith you need to sleep is not the same faith to wake up. I hope you understand me. So somebody, or we will all be entreated to have faith to give. Is that not so? As we speak, you will be coming to give and the rest. The faith to give is not the same faith to receive. So somebody will have the faith to give. But that person does not have the faith to receive. So you will see somebody giving testimonies that, and the Lord gave me this, and the Lord gave me this, and the Lord gave me this. That person will say, ah, but I also gave with you. The faith you need to give is different from the faith you need to receive. So if
the
Bible says God calls the things that be not, as though they were, you would need a different kind of faith to call some things. Because some of the things you will tell yourself that it is not possible, but when you call, it will come. That is why we are praying for the gift of us, boldness. Because when we pray to a level, and we get to a level, I will leave it open and you begin to call. And from today you will call and you begin to see those things. Because just as a mother can see a baby in the womb, and she cannot remove the baby and look at the baby and put the baby back, but can feel that the baby is in the womb, so can you call and feel that that thing is available?
My friend, what in case I
so Hebrews 11:1 will tell you that faith is a substance. It's a substance. It is substance. That means it is tangible. Substance of things you hope for. You have not seen it, but you have good tangibility that you can feel it. The evidence of things not seen.
And I see the only one who knew here.
For those who build,
when we see,
when the architect draws it on the paper, is it not ordinary paper?
Now, so you draw what paper, so your paper big a go.
But in the mind or the mind's eye of the architect, he can see a magnificent building. So the faith to sleep is not the same faith to wake up. And many of us, we have slept in tents. Many of us are asleep in problems. Many of us are asleep in situations. Now you are left to wake up. But what came? You cannot even see yourself waking up. But tonight, may the Lord give you boldness. May the Lord give you boldness. I also need boldness to wake up myself.
So lift
up your voice once again. For the next 5 to 10 minutes, we are going to pray again. Father, impact into me. Impact into my heart. The gift of boldness. The gift of boldness. The gift of boldness.
The gift of boldness.
You make a bold call.
I say, oh, yeah, kukuruwa frebi.
Somebody can call something which you don't know how to
do. Obi timi frebi bi, aya na how to
do. See, I look at you, you don't look at, you don't look like that thing, but the person has capacity to call.
Now, I'm sure that on timi se, oh, ni sari na, so timi ongu se, oh, ah, on divi o timi ni frebi sari eneba.
The capacity to call is in you. And that the first thing that enables you to call is the Holy Spirit.
And you did kind of mouth to me friend on Chrome.
Just that you have not activated it.
I say own Kenya now.
And now that we have entered into 90 and going, we have to call things and see things.
Nah, sabre, I
say we have to call things and see things. Somebody begin to pray. Say, Heavenly Father, tonight, right now, right now, right now, right now, impact my heart, impact my heart with boldness.
I don't know. Singers, get ready. We are going to sing this song. She, she gumeso. She gumeso. Unyame funsumoe. She gumeso. See, last Sunday I was sharing with the Sunday school. We were having preparatory class upstairs, and we're doing some prayer. And I was I was just telling you that the faith to sleep is different from the faith to rise up. See, there are times in my home, all my children going through sicknesses one way or the other.
I said, I know you.
And my wife would tell me, so for one more home pie, down my house, I'll just leave and go. I won't mind her.
Home fee, no.
It will happen first day.
Second day.
And usually it is like a Zion train. It moves from one person to another Then it is happening. Then you are watching it. I will sleep. I won't mind them. I will still sleep. Everything.
And
I am not disturbed. Then a day will just come. Maybe after two, three days. I will just enter the room.
Be right anymore.
And when I enter the room,
right anymore,
I will just greet them. Good evening.
Wait, you are more,
then I will open the door down.
No, be a ponano to
open the door.
Be a ponano
to. And then I will just begin to say,
no, if I say,
all these sicknesses that you have entered into this room. You were visitors for 3 days. Now your visitor's time has expired. So as I open the door, all of you move out. Sometimes I do some strange things with myself. I don't understand. And so tonight we begin to do some of the strange things, but I'm showing you something. So all of you move out. Then I'll see my wife looking at me. Then I'll say all of them, move out. Everybody move out. Then I'll close the door. When I finish, I ask for my food and I'll eat. I'll go and sleep. By the next morning, every one of them is well. None of them will be sick again. You will need some boldness from inside you. Why was I not able to do it the first day? Because I didn't feel anything to do it. The second day. The third day, as I was thinking, I was praying. Some boldness now comes. And when you come, you speak and tell the things, everybody go. Tonight, let that boldness come.
Amen.
Tonight, let that boldness come.
Amen.
Tonight, let that boldness come.
Amen.
The gift of boldness.
Amen.
In other scriptures, it says the gift of faith. Tonight, the gift to call, let it come.
Amen.
Let it befall you.
Amen.
As we finish singing this song, the gift of boldness will come.
Amen.
And then you will look at yourself. Things that have befallen you. You will tell yourself, from tonight I walk out. 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 Are you ready to sing the song? Get ready. Let's sing. God is going to pour some boldness upon you now. Somebody begin to sing because you need that power now. You need that power now. You need that boldness to speak now. Thank God today is
best
November.
So, some boy.
Open your mouth, 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 open your mouth Amen.
Let me give you a testimony and then we'll continue.
More than she gave me to us.
A dear beer, Acha, or Brabum, Wakacher, and they said, what an answer, what check, a dumbrach, and so yet, then, Oko, if you put on a mound, me and a mound by half a day, if it is diabetes, just tell that. You see, you have to, that is why we prayed for boldness. Let me tell you something.
Okay,
from Sunday evening, when I got home, I started experiencing some backache. It is neither my spine nor my waist. It is like below my shoulder blade. I can't pinpoint where the pain is coming from. But I am experiencing the pain. And it is like it is breathing.
I said, homie. I said, I didn't know homie.
I mean, can you cheat? I mean, I just said, a homie or me cheat. Inti, a homie, and now buffer me trim. Inti, me tea, I know me trim. So from Sunday night till yesterday, I've not slept well. I've not slept.
Inti, if you question, I'm not going to pay me.
I can neither sit straight nor lie down. If you watch, when I came, you see I'm doing like this. Because I didn't even know, and it's my left, and I'm left too. So I didn't even know whether I'll hold the microphone here, and I'll feel comfortable. Who be some yami? Who say yame chi? Who say yame ha? And a friend brought some medicine.
I said, I'm for me, they're doing me.
The medicine is supposed to be very hot.
I think I know it's
but when he applies it there,
on the year home,
I don't feel anything. Then
he
said, it is only this afternoon that I forced to sleep
tomorrow.
And but when I was coming, I didn't have this team we are looking at. Perfing Isaac again and again.
Oh, but no, he said he ever cast up a window.
Just typing. And even when I got to Newtown, I saw that time was against me. I said, hey, No, I can't use this back to even pick Okada, try to maneuver because I knew I had less than 10 minutes. So that was my only decision. But I'm in Fanko. Then I came. And as I was speaking to you, the pain is gone because I've told him, open the door and go. Hello.
Hi.
We are going to pray.
Yeah, vampire.
Anything that has overstayed, unless you want to continue welcoming that thing.
I just said, what best woman I'll cover you?
Me too, mean can't show one.
I just said, one I'll come
on. One castle, what prayer, catch it and they say, sorry, free her. Cock. This body belongs to me. God gave me this body. Diabetes, you came to visit me. You may have come from my grandmother. You may have come from my father. You may have come from the family lineage. No problem. But unfortunately, I welcome you. And then you have come to stay. 5 years, Otiho. 6 years, Otiho.
And
then who says, I'm not meant to be a pamo. Master Sorena Cop.
That's all.
Sorena Cop. Somebody begin to tell something. Get up and go.
Get up.
Ay, 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 ay.
Get up and go.
I rise up from
get
this.
Get up and go.
I rise up from this. Get up.
Get up and go.
Get up.
Get up. Get up.
Poverty, I rise out. I move out. out of poverty. I move out. I move out. I am out of you. From today, I am out. I am out. I have entertained you for too much. You have entertained you for too long. You have been there for too long.
Get up and go.
Enough is enough.
Le breketere
basuka
rakabala brande
get up and go walk out of my life now
yandere makabrande
rakatala sada
le breketere
zebela baba
rakababa baba baba Libro koto ya baba yandere makabra de rakabala baba
yandere
makabra de rakabala baba yandere makabra de libro koto ri masania rakatala baba
asute sete
Rakabala,
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
The psalmist said in Psalm 90, verse 15. I want to read it in the New English Translation so that you get it clear. Make us happy in proportion to the days you have afflicted us, in proportion to the years we have experienced trouble. From today, the trouble you have experienced, as you walk out, may the Lord make you happy.
Amen.
May the Lord make you happy.
Amen.
In proportion to the years you have experienced,
Jesus,
may the Lord bless you with that gladness. Amen. Amen. So one man, Pierre, if you don't walk out of sickness, health will not enter. If you don't walk out of poverty, wealth will not enter. This evening, I walk you out.
Amen.
This evening, I walk you
Amen.
Out. This evening, I walk you
Amen.
Out. This evening, I walk you
Amen.
Out. According to the word of the Lord,
yes.
I walk you out.
Yes.
I walk you out.
Yes.
I walk you out.
Yes.
Abraham had to be convinced
yes.
that God can walk him out of barrenness.
Amen.
Who told you that you cannot give birth?
Yes.
Bible says, children are an inheritance of the Lord. Children are a heritage of the Lord. Bible did not say that it is because of low sperm count or what sperm count that children are born. But Bible said children are inheritance of the Lord.
Yes.
This morning, I walk out of my own lack that God will bring his in.
Jesus.
I walk out of the things that I cannot do that God will bring his in.
Yes.
This evening, we walk out of scarcity.
Jesus.
We walk out of want.
Jesus.
We walk out of trouble.
Jesus.
We walk out of problems.
Jesus.
Somebody, when you live here, you may have that boldness and that courage.
Yes,
that when you go to your house,
yes,
you will stand in front of your
yes.
door.
Yes,
and open your door.
Yes,
and tell every dirty thing.
Yes,
now walk out now.
Yes,
sir. Walk out now.
Yes,
you have overstayed.
Yes,
you have overstayed.
Yes,
you have expired.
Yes, sir.
It is time we experience liberty.
Yes, sir.
The Bible says, he that the Son has set free is free indeed. He did not say the Son will set you free and you come back tied. He said that when the Son sets you free, you are free indeed. This evening, by the word of the Lord and by the confession of your mouth, I free you in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I free you in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I free you in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Every word that you have confirmed, I say, let it be.
Amen.
Every word that you have confirmed, I say, let it be.
Amen.
When Hannah prayed, the priest Eli did not say anything. He just said, amen. And this evening, I came to say amen to what you are doing.
Amen.
I say amen to what you are doing.
Amen.
I say amen to what you are doing.
Amen.
I say amen to what you are doing.
Amen.
May you see it.
Yes.
May you walk into it.
Amen.
May you experience it.
Amen.
May you come back with a testimony. Amen.
Thank you for listening to today's word. We believe that you have been impacted greatly. If you are listening to this podcast and you want to give your life to Christ, please say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for what you came to do for me. Your life for mine, my sin for your righteousness. I believe that you are the Son of God sent to die for me. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for your grace towards me. Amen. Beloved, if you have said this prayer, you are now a child of God. Welcome to God's heavenly family. You can send us an email on deliveranceagdh@gmail.com. We would be glad to assist you and help you grow in the Lord. Thank you. Till next time, keep living the glorious life in Christ.